Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, February 24th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. AFA approached the company about modifying the terms of our contract to provide for the cross-utilization of cabin jump seats on both UA and Continental aircraft. Based on our advocacy, the company will be implementing procedures for cross-utilization of cabin jump seats after the conversion to the combined PSS system, commonly referred to as PSS Day, on March 3, 2012. As additional information on the procedures to be used in accomplishing this modification to our contract, which provides this cross-utilization of cabin jump seats, becomes available, we will communicate this information to you. There are only days remaining before the close of voting on our 2012 through 2016 tentative agreement. If you have not yet voted, we encourage you to do so sooner rather than later. Avoid the frustration that invariably accompanies voting at the last minute. If you have already voted but changed your mind about your decision, you have the option to change your vote at any time prior to the close of the vote using your VIN and PIN numbers. This choice about our future is too important to leave in the hands of a flying partner who you feel might vote the way you would, or not be able to vote because you ran out of time, or couldn't get a callback with your authorization code as quickly as you expected to. This vote, one way or another, will determine the foundation on which we move forward into single contract negotiations. It is our belief, and that of the United Master Executive Council, that voting for this agreement locks in immediate financial and other improvements. We get an immediate pay increase, historic improvements for our reserves and scheduling improvements, and flexibilities that address the top priorities of our collective group, while simultaneously securing the promise of a better tomorrow with additional improvements on a defined timeline. If the tentative agreement does not pass, our future is far less specific. With certainty, we return to the Section 6 negotiations process at the point at which we began expedited mediation without the benefit of those negotiated improvements. The National Mediation Board will determine our negotiating schedule. In looking towards this potential outcome and making the most informed decision, it is imperative to look at where we have been with the NMB and where others in the airline industry find themselves in their negotiations with NMB involvement. Any way you look at our own personal experience with traditional bargaining at United Airlines, it has been arduously slow. Look at the progress made from the time we started to the beginning of expedited mediation, and then compare that to how much we were able to accomplish together in expedited mediation. The measurable progress is exponentially improved. While we can find all things in this tentative agreement that it does not have that we wish it did, it is a remarkable achievement in negotiations for such a short time with an unprecedented end result. We can further look to other negotiations stalled or struggling throughout the industry to see the potential consequences of returning to that process. While there may be some that feel that we could achieve additional improvements by returning to that process, and there is a chance we would, not one of us can honestly say that we felt that process was working well or to our advantage. Many of you have heard the strategies of never take the first contract, or if we vote no, we'll get much more. And while these strategies may hold water in certain circumstances, it would not for us today. While it may be possible to gain greater improvements by returning to negotiations, it would definitively take substantial time to achieve. All that we negotiated in expedited mediation goes away, and we start back where we were last year with none of the increases in pay during this new period of bargaining. If the agreement ratifies, we lock in immediate improvements and a 10% raise right off the bat. We have defined significant additional pay increases over the next 4 years, and of equal importance, United Management is locked into beginning preparation for single contract negotiations within 60 days. What they could have delayed for months or years is now defined and specific. Let's be abundantly clear, those single contract negotiations are going to take a substantial amount of time. We only have to look at our existing experience to base this on, and these negotiations will be more complex with more players at the table. Knowing all this, it just makes sense to get this tentative agreement in place now. While the pay increase may not be what we expected or deserve, it is historic. Step away from United and ask anyone outside our industry or at another airline what she or he thinks about a 10% immediate raise. By putting this agreement in place now, we secure improvements while taking a significant step forward towards our next negotiations. We begin those negotiations from a position of strength and improvement, not from our concessionary bankruptcy-based contract. Regardless of whether those negotiations take 6 months, 1 year, or 3 years, those years will have pay increases, improvements, and job securities built into the process, insurance, if you will, versus continuing with the bankruptcy-imposed platform that we have today. We should recognize that for some, voting on this agreement brings back many memories and anguish from the cuts we were forced to endure in bankruptcy. Rightfully so, most of us feel wronged and that we deserve more. And this tentative agreement may seem to fall short of that expectation. As we've consistently stated, we do deserve more. And we intend to negotiate more in our next negotiations. But now is the time to think of what is best for us today. Today, we have an opportunity to vote for improvements for the first time in a very long time, and for many of us, for the first time ever. While we recommend you vote for this agreement, the decision is yours. It is an important choice, one you should be part of. Read all of the material we've made available to you, avoid the gossip and hearsay from social media sites, and then make the best choice for you. But regardless of how you vote, please vote. This opportunity is too big to let slip by without adding your voice to the chorus of those who will define how we move forward together in both negotiations and United's merger. Vote. Do you have questions about the tentative agreement and cannot make it to a roadshow or local meeting? Watch the tentative agreement video, the economic video, and visit the questions and answer page on our website. We will post an additional questions and answers on our website later today. If you still have questions about the tentative agreement, call your local council. The 2012 tentative agreement vote closes in just 4 days. We ask that you not wait until the last minute to vote. If you have any issues with your activation code, we want to make sure that you have ample time in order to resolve any issues that may affect your ability to vote. The voter helplines at the United AFA MEC office in Chicago will be busy this final weekend, and we want to make sure that every member who wants to vote will have the opportunity to do so. As we have stated all along, this vote is very important. It impacts our lives in many ways, and we encourage all members who are eligible to vote to make a statement to the company and show management that United flight attendants are engaged and will take the necessary action to improve our lives. Voting will remain open through Tuesday, February 28th at noon Eastern Standard Time. Our website has a wealth of information in regards to this TA in the tentative agreement section. If you haven't already done so, please review the information, including the full text of the TA, in order to make an informed decision. If you have any questions, you may contact your local council. For questions about the voting system, or if you have not received your tentative agreement packet with your activation code, you will need to call the UAL MEC Voter Helpline at 1-800-624-3907, extension 545. For any dues or membership issues that you may need to have resolved, please contact the AFA CWA International Office at 1-800-424-2401, extension 707, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The AFA CWA International Offices are closed Saturday and Sunday. Each of us has an important decision to make in determining if this tentative agreement is the right step forward. While the United Master Executive Council has recommended a 4-vote on this agreement, the decision is ultimately in your hands. And on a personal note, we are now in the home stretch of this TA vote. Never in AFA's history have we had a tentative agreement that guaranteed that we go right back into negotiations. It gives us a step up in compensation, yet gives us an opportunity to improve our situation even more. This much we know. What we do not know is what would happen if the TA does not pass. We know that expedited negotiations are over. We know that we would return to more traditional Section 6 bargaining with an uncertain outcome and uncertain future. We do know that this is the largest merger that United has ever attempted since United was created in a merger of 2 airlines and 5 mail carriers in the early 1930s. We do know that we live in unprecedented times. And we do know that passage of this tentative gives us an opportunity to create an even better combined agreement. And that is why we say, together, we will do better. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.